USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden delivered a message to the Islamic State that took responsibility for carrying out twin suicide bombs outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
We will not forgive. I will defend our interests and our people with every measure at my command. We will not forget.
He said he doesn't regret his decision to withdraw U.S. forces by the end of the month.
It was time to end a 20-year war.
Biden said he's ordering military chiefs to present a response to the attack. U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie said more attacks are possible.
We have other active threat strains, extremely active threat strains against the airfield. We want to make sure that we've taken the steps we need to take to protect ourselves there. Our focus is on that.
He said the U.S. is working with the Taliban on the mutual goal of getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by August 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The new jobs report shows there's more people on unemployment. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits jumped last week from a pandemic-era low. Initial filings for unemployment benefits seen as a proxy for layoffs reached 353,000 last week. That's up from the previous week's revised number of 349,000. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see a rise in claims due to COVID-19 worries across the country. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tropical Storm Ida has brought heavy rains and storm surges to the Caribbean before heading into the Gulf of Mexico and strengthening. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for the Cayman Islands and the western part of Cuba. Ida is expected to strengthen as it heads north, becoming a hurricane by Saturday afternoon. It's forecast to make landfall along the Louisiana or Mississippi coast sometime on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A congressman is speaking out after his unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
A pair of American lawmakers who made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan to witness the evacuations from Kabul's airport firsthand are on their way back to the United States. Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Peter Meyer of Michigan have received backlash from both parties, accusing them of needlessly taking up resources on the ground. Meyer told Fox News that he wanted to share with the American people the stories of heroism he saw from American personnel during his time in the country.
You have individuals there in Kabul who evacuated the U.S. Embassy with moment's notice. I know soldiers who left behind their boots. They're wearing tennis shoes right now. Others who are in the same uniform they had when they evacuated the embassy 2 weeks ago because they didn't have time to grab their rucksack. They went right into Kabul Airport, into chaos and pandemonium and tens of thousands overrunning the runway, and then pivoted to not only negotiating and having to deal with the Taliban as frankly a security partner rather than adversary, but also execute one of the most complicated logistical feats and probably the largest airlift in human history. These people are heroes. Their stories need to be told.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a salmonella outbreak. They said Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays. They said if you have those products, throw them away. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.